This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Here is a staggering number. Almost 50 million people in this country live in poverty, some 16% of the population. That puts America, one of the richest nations in the world, on par with countries like Croatia, Jordan, and Indonesia.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, a look today at why poverty still exists here. Georgetown Law Professor Peter Edelman says it is unacceptable. His new book is So Rich, So Poor, Why It's So Hard to End Poverty in America.
America and poverty are words that should not appear in the same sentence. We are the wealthiest country in the world. That we should have poverty at all is oxymoronic, and that we have the highest child poverty rate in the industrialized world is downright shameful.
Peter Edelman, welcome to the program.
Thank you. What a pleasure to be with you.
So we are one of the richest nations in the world. Why is it so hard to end poverty?
The reason we're having difficulty beyond the fact that we have this terrible recession still is because, well, we may be the richest country in the world, we don't share in a fair way the fruits of the growth that we have. So over the last 40 years, all the growth that we've had, and it's a lot, has gone right to the people at the top and stuck there. And so everybody, not just those whom we call poor, but the whole lower half has been stuck.
What is it, though, that's keeping them stuck there?
The great American belief in upward mobility, in terms of the facts, is really in great question now, because when we lost all of those industrial jobs, those good-paying jobs, what we had after that is this huge wave of low-wage jobs, and they just don't pay enough for a single worker to live on.
So much of what you talk about in this book is the idea of fairness, specifically, you know, economic fairness. But is it really even possible to have a truly fair society, you know, where everybody starts on the same level, no matter whether you're rich or poor or black or white?
There are always going to be differences. You look at other industrialized countries, the gap between the top and the bottom is much, much less, whether it's in Western Europe or it's in Japan.
And is that mostly a function of a social safety net?
It's a function of a number of things. The first answer is work that pays enough to live on. And that includes the kind of work supports that we ought to have as a decent society, health care, housing, child care, all of that. And then at the very bottom, we now have 6 million people in this country who only have food stamps. That's just unacceptable. And that's an answer that has to be a safety net for people whose income goes that low.
But what about, you know, personal choices that people make when it comes to either lifting themselves out of poverty or keeping themselves there? Surely that plays into this as well, doesn't it?
The answer is yes, of course. We have serious structural problems in our economy. We have a labor market that's simply not functioning. We have an education system that is structurally dysfunctional for the lowest income kids who are disproportionately children of color. At the same time, it's not all structural, of course. No one succeeds in our country who doesn't take responsibility for himself or herself. And we do have to address this on that side as well.
Do you think that part of the problem is people don't realize, don't see the poverty in this country? I mean, why isn't this a topic of national conversation? Why aren't we paying attention?
I think a very important thing is the number of people who feel economically insecure themselves and are struggling to make it and just maybe aren't that sympathetic to the people who are the next few rungs down on the ladder.
If you were made president just for a day, then what would be the one thing that you would do to help this country deal with this poverty problem?
That's a question that I always resist, because what we need to do is a group of things. But if I'm president for only one day, I would get a safety net that provides at least enough income to survive on at the very bottom. If you make me answer only one thing, that's it.
And that, of course, assumes you do not have to go through Congress as well, right?
Well, you know, I think if people really knew that in this great wealthy country, there are not just a few people, but millions of people with incomes that low. I think there would be public support for action, and I think that people in Congress would feel more impelled to act.
The book is called So Rich, So Poor, Why It's So Hard to End Poverty in America, and the author is Peter Edelman. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.